中文部的牧师。
I'm the English pastor.
我是这边英语部的牧师。
And we're looking forward to a wonderful time of worship and lifting up our Savior Jesus Christ this morning.
今天我希望可以跟大家一起在这边来敬拜我们的神。
If your first language is English, there's a manuscript of the message on the back table back there.
如果你会看英文的话，我们有一个英文的讲稿的一个有一份预备好了在背后。
Today I'd like to start off with a story about a pilot.
我今天要先跟大家讲一个故事，这个故事是关于一个飞行员的故事。
He was flying one day and he heard an annoying noise in the fuselage of the plane.
他在飞行的时候，在机身的里面听到一个很痛苦的一个声音。
He looked around behind him and he saw it was a rat.
看了一下，原来是一只小老鼠。
And he knew that the rats or rodents couldn't withstand very high altitudes.
他知道说老鼠受不了高度的这个气压。
So he soared very high. He took the plane as high as it could get.
所以他把这个机身往上拉高，飞了非常高的地方。
And after keeping the plane up in a very high altitude for a few minutes, he landed.
然后在高度那个地方飞行了几分钟之后，他就降落，让飞机降落。
He looked around and he saw that the rat was dead.
他看了一下，发现这个老鼠已经死了。
And today the world of flesh and the devil are indeed creepy rats that must be conquered.
今天在我们这个世界，我们的肉体和魔鬼都就像这个可怕的老鼠，需要被克服。
And the only way that as a Christian we can have spiritual victory in our lives and a life that is pleasing to God is by flying high spiritually in our spiritual life.
我们做一个基督徒的，我们想要在灵里面得胜的话，要活出能够讨神喜悦生活的唯一的方法，就是要在灵里提升自己灵性的生活。
The title of our message today is Preparing for Conquest.
今天我们主题是准备自己来克服我们的困难。
Spiritual victory is for those who are spiritually prepared and are servants of the Lord.
在灵里面得胜是专门为在灵里准备好神的仆人所预备的。
We're going to be looking at Joshua chapter 5 and verses 1 through 15.
我们现在来一起看约书亚记第五章第一节到第十五节。
And I will ask Brother Paul to read Joshua chapter 5 verses 1 through 8.
我会来读第五章第一节到第八节。
Chinese, just Chinese.
Okay. 约旦河西亚摩利人的诸王和靠海迦南人的诸王听见耶和华在以色列人前面使约旦河的水干了，等到我们过去，他们的心因以色列人缘故就消化了，不再有胆气。那时耶和华吩咐约书亚说，你制造火刀石，第二次给以色列人行割礼。约书亚就制造了火刀石，在除皮山那里给以色列人行割礼。约书亚行割礼的缘故是因为从埃及出来的众民，就是一切能打仗的男丁，出了埃及以后都死在旷野的路上，因为出来的众民都受过割礼，唯独出埃及以后在旷野路上所生的众民都没有受过割礼。以色列人在旷野走了四十年，等到国民就是出埃及的兵丁都消灭了，因为他们没有听从耶和华的话。耶和华曾向他们起誓，必不容他们看见耶和华向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地，就是流奶与蜜之地。他们的子孙就是耶和华所兴起来接续他们的都没有受过割礼，因为在路上没有给他们行割礼。约书亚对这台给他们行了，国民都受完了割礼，就住在营中自己的地方，等到痊愈了。神再次的吩咐约书亚，叫他们预备以色列国去战胜敌国。他们上一代的战士已经在旷野因为不顺从神而灭亡了。Okay, let me see. No, just wait a second. Let me see where is verse 8. Okay. 你们有圣经的，是不是已经读到第八节了？还是还没 ？Okay, 过了。Okay, right, done.
Done. I knew that.
Okay.
Again, God, the Lord speaks to Joshua and tells him he wants him to prepare the people, the nation of Israel, for conquest.
Okay, 神再次吩咐约书亚，叫他预备以色列国去战胜敌国。
The previous generation of military men had died in the wilderness.
他们上一代的战士已经在旷野里因为不顺从神而灭亡了。
Because they were unwilling to obey the Lord.
因为他们不愿意顺从神的吩咐。
Israel had now entered the land of promise.
以色列现在已经进入神给他们应许之地。
And the first thing that God wanted them to do was to circumcise the males who had not been circumcised in the wilderness.
第一件事神要他们做的是他们在旷野里还未做的，就是要行割礼。
In today's generation, we've become focused on achieving goals and are more interested in the product than we are in the process.
今天我们这一代的人，我们只注重结果，我们只对最后的结果有兴趣，但是我们却不注重过程。
We all want game days without practice days.
我们最喜欢看的是竞赛的那一天，而不是那段需要锻炼的那些日子。
Everybody loves the big game, but nobody loves the practice.
大家都喜欢看那个大球赛的那一天，但是很少人喜欢好好的去锻炼。
I recently read about Tom Osborne, who was then the Nebraska coach football team.
最近我看到一篇关于内布拉斯加从前足球队教练他所说过的一段话。
He says it's not hard to find people who like to win, but it is very difficult to find people who want to prepare to win.
他说，要想要找一个立定志向要去赢球的人不难，但是要找愿意来好好预备能真正帮助你去赢球的人，那就太难了。
God called me into the ministry in 1978.
神在1978年呼召我来参与全时间的侍奉。
Maybe before some of you were actually born.
说不定你们中间很多人那时候还没有出生。
And I spent from 1978 to 1986 preparing for that ministry.
所以我从1978年一直到1986年就在预备做这个事工。
Even as a young man at the age of 27, I knew that I needed to learn the Word of God thoroughly, the Word of God very thoroughly if I was going to pastor a church.
那时候我是一个年轻的小伙子，才27岁。我已经知道我需要好好在神面前来下功夫，以便将来我可以有做牧师的材料。
And over the years I've learned that it's important to grow and to learn, and it's a lifelong experience.
那经过这么多年来，我清楚地认识到要学习和成长来训练我是一生的事情。
The Bible tells us with great interest to discover what premium that God pays on preparation.
圣经里面明确地告诉我们神对预备有多么的重视。
In fact, think of Moses.
我们来思考一下关于摩西的一生。
He was one of Israel's great leaders.
他在以色列人当中是很伟大的领袖之一。
He was a predecessor to Joshua.
他是在约书亚之前带领以色列人的领袖。
How long did Moses live?
到底摩西活了多少岁？
How long did he live?120 years?
他活了120岁。
Exactly, 120 years.
他活了120岁。
The first 40 years, his life can be divided into three 40-year parts.
他的生命可以把它分成三个主要的段落。
The first 40 years, God let Moses live in luxury, and he taught him to be a somebody.
那第一段里面是他前面的40年。那前面40年神让摩西活在奢华之中。
The second 40 years, God allowed him to live in the desert and he learned to be a nobody.
在第二个40年，神让他在旷野里学习做一个无名小卒。
Once he learned that to be a somebody, then he learned to be a nobody. It was then that God was able to use him.
他在前40年活在奢华之中的时候，他是学习怎么做一个重要的人物。但是第二个40年他要学习怎么做一位无名小卒。
And the Lord put Moses to work in the last 40 years of his life.
神最后在他最后的40年才来帮助他怎么样做一个真正神能够重用的仆人。
And God showed everybody how a nobody could be a somebody.
神就是一个 无名小卒变成一个很重要的人物。
The point is that God allowed Moses to have a very productive life and a ministry that was 40 years long.
最重要一点就是摩西最有成就的、最有成果的年日是他最后的那40年。
But his preparation was 80 years.
但是神用了80年来预备他。
Once he was prepared, God used him to lead the great nation of Israel.
当神把他预备好了之后，他就用他来带领这个以色列的国家。
Alan Redpath was a former pastor at Moody Church.
有一个牧师叫 Alan Redpath， 他以前是在穆迪教会做牧师的。
He wrote, "We always get in a fervor to do something for God."
他曾经写过，我们经常会很热心，想要为神做什么事情。
And we've forgotten that the first thing God wants us to do is to be something for God.
但是我们经常会忘记，神要我们做的第一件事是要为神做一个重要的器皿。
You see, God wants to work in us before He can work through us.
他要在我们为他做工之前，先在我们里面做工。
Israel was a covenant nation.
以色列是一个与神有约的国家。
God gave circumcision as a sign of that covenant to Abraham and to his descendants.
神给了亚伯拉罕和他子孙的约的标志就是割礼。
Through this ritual, the Jews became a marked nation because they belonged to the true and the living God.
经过这个礼仪，犹太人成为一个有印记的人。
This meant that they were under obligation to obey the Lord.
他们是属于永生神的人，因为这样他们便有责任来顺服神。
Circumcision, the mark of the covenant, reminded them that their bodies belonged to the Lord and they were not to be used for sinful purposes.
割礼就是这个约的一个印记，来提醒他们，他们的身体是属于神的。
The Israelites were surrounded by nations that worshipped idols.
以色列人周围的国家都是在拜偶像的。
The Jews were to be a people who were distinct, they were special, they were separated, they were a holy nation.
犹太人是分别为圣的神，神的子民。
They were to maintain purity in their marriages, purity in society, purity in their worship of God.
他们在婚姻上、在社会上和在敬拜神这些事情上都要保持清洁。
Therefore, the physical operation on the body was meant to serve as a spiritual symbol of their spiritual.Operation that took place in their hearts.
所以这个在人身上所做的印记也代表心理属灵的一个印记。
Romans 2:29 says, No man is a Jew if he is one inwardly. The circumcision is a circumcision of the heart by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God.
罗马书二章二十九节里面告诉我们说，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人。真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。这人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
God wants us to mature and to grow through the circumcision of the heart that's done by the Spirit of God.
神要我们经过心中受灵的割礼，在信心里面长大成熟。
God wants us to cut away the areas of our lives that do not please Him.
神要我们把不讨神喜悦的全部要切除。
God wants us to have excellent internal health.
他要的是我们心里面的健康。
This means we must cut away areas of our lives like greed.
那就意味着我们需要切除我们心里面一切的不义，包括贪心。
Other areas include hatred and lust and pride.
其他的也包括愤恨、好色。
Coveting, deceit, envy, and immorality.
骄傲、贪婪、嫉妒，或任何不道德的事情。
And once this type of spiritual surgery is done, we will have a willing heart that the Spirit of God can then use.
当我们行了这样属灵的手术之后，我们才能有一个愿意的心，让神的灵来使用。
In athletics, a team sport requires oneness of spirit and a unity of purpose.
在运动场上，团队的精神需要同心合力，有共同的目标。
If the Holy Spirit were the coach of our team, would we be the kind of player that our coach could describe as coachable?
如果圣灵是我们这一队的教练的话，我们 会不会是一种他会形容为可受教之才呢？
How many of you played sports in high school and college?
你们多少人在高中的时候或在大学的时候曾经打过球队的？
See, I see some athletics out there. See, it's good. I played baseball.
我是打棒球的人。
You know, we can have all kinds of natural abilities, but we must understand the importance of listening and learning from our coach.
我们可能有很多天生的才干，但是我们需要理解来学习听从跟教练学习的重要性。
And if we want to have a winning church, we must follow the direction of the Holy Spirit and work together as a team.
如果我们要有一个得胜的教会，我们需要学习跟随圣灵，并且有团队的精神。
And then verse 9 speaks about taking away the reproach or the removal of the reproach of Egypt.
在约书亚记第五章第九节里面，他也告诉我们说，我们要消除埃及的耻辱。
Brother Paul, would you read verse 9?
Okay, 第九节，约和华对约书亚说，我今日将埃及的羞辱从你们身上滚出去，因此那地方名叫吉甲，直到今日，吉甲就是滚的意思。
The name Gilgal means to roll away.
吉甲就是滚开的意思。
The reproach of Egypt suggests the scorn heaped on Israel by Egypt when they made their exodus.
埃及的耻辱就是埃及在以色列人逃离埃及的时候加在以色列人身上的藐视。
This could have included when they failed to trust God at Kadesh Barnea and enter the promised land.
这也可能包括以色列人在加底斯巴尼亚没有好好信靠神和他们进入神应许之地之时。
Another reproach could have been when Aaron made the golden calf at Mount Sinai and the people broke God's law.
另外一个耻辱也可能就是当亚伦在西乃山建了一个金牛犊，违背了神的律法。
God threatened them and he said he was going to destroy their nation and make a new nation out of Moses.
神威胁要消灭他们，从摩西开始一个兴起一个新的国家。
At that time, Moses said he didn't want the Egyptians to spread the word that God of Israel couldn't finish what he had started.
那时摩西说，他不希望埃及人诉说以色列的神无法成就他所开始的事工。
This day was a day that God was going to roll away the reproach of the nation of Israel and begin the conquest of the promised land.
今天就是神要消除以色列人耻辱的日子，他要开始征服他所应许之地。
And verses 10 through 12, we see the celebration of the Passover.
从第十节到十二节，他告诉我们他们开始庆祝逾越节。
These verses tell us to remember the Passover and remember the provision of God.
这几节经节提醒我们要纪念神的逾越节和神给我们的所做的预备。
Brother Paul, would you read those three verses?
Okay, 十节到第十二节，以色列人在吉甲安营，正月十四日晚上，在耶利哥的平原守逾越节。逾越节的次日，他们就吃了那地的出产，正当那日吃无酵饼和烘的谷。他们吃了那地的出产，第二日玛拿就止住了，以色列人也不再有玛拿了。那一年他们却吃迦南地的出产。
40 years earlier, Israel had celebrated the Passover on the night of their deliverance from Egypt.
40年前以色列人曾经在神救他们出埃及的那一天晚上庆祝过逾越节。
Later they celebrated the Passover at Mount Sinai before leaving Kadesh Barnea.
在他们离开加底斯巴尼亚之前，他们在西乃山庆祝了逾越节。
And there's no other evidence that they remember the Passover at any other time during their stay in the wilderness.
似乎在圣经里面没有其他的证据显示他们在旷野中游荡的时候曾经有机会纪念过逾越节。
And this one act of unbelief at Kadesh Barnea when they didn't go into the promised land cost them their lives.
就是因为他们那一次在加底斯巴尼亚那一次的不幸使他们失去了他们的生命。
And in Moses' farewell address to the nation, he repeatedly commanded the Jews to remember that they were once slaves in Egypt.
在摩西的临别证言中，他不断地命令犹太人要记得他们曾是在埃及为奴的。
And that God had delivered them and made them his own people.
神把他们从那边救出来，成为他自己的子民。
And this wonderful truth is embodied in the annual Passover feast.
这个奇妙的真理完全包含在他们每年逾越节的庆典里面。
And they were never to forget that they were God's redeemed people. They were bought by the precious blood of the Lamb.
他们永不能忘记，他们是得赎的子民，是因羔羊的宝血使他们得自由。
The death of Jesus Christ is seen in the slaying of the Passover Lamb.
我们可以从逾越节所奉献的羔羊里面看到基督的死。
The scriptures teach us that Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us.
经上告诉我们耶稣就是那在逾越节所牺牲的羔羊。
And when we take communion, we remember that he is our substitution for our sin.
我们要知道说耶稣就是为我们罪所做的代罪的羔羊。
When Jesus Christ was on the cross of Calvary, he suffered God's wrath upon him.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他是受了神的所谓的为罪 的惩罚。
A wrath that each and every one of us deserve.
其实是我们的这些罪人是应该所受的惩罚。
When he died in your place, he died in my place.
当他死在十字架上的时候，是为你跟为我死在那个十字架上。
He paid the penalty for our sin.
他为了我们的罪而付上了这个代价。
So every time they celebrated the Passover, this lamb was sacrificed.
所以每一次当他们庆祝这个逾越节的时候，他们就记得这个羔羊为他们所牺牲的。
And the lamb's blood was spilt.
这个羔羊的血就洒在这个祭坛上。
And on the table there would be bitter herbs and the entire body of this lamb.
在这个祭坛上面，这整个的羔羊就放在这个祭坛上。
And when they would look at those bitter herbs and taste them, they would remember the time that they were subject to the slavery of Egypt.
他们在奉献完这个羔羊之后，上面有苦菜，当他们吃到这个苦菜的时候，他们就会记得神为他们所做的、所预备的。
And then they would eat of the sweet taste of the lamb.
然后他们再吃这个羊的肉。
I was down in Greektown last night.
我昨天晚上到 Detroit 的一个 Greek town, 就是这个希腊人他们的那个地区，在 Detroit 那个地区。
I watched the Tigers lose 3-2.
我去看这个老虎队打棒球结果他们输了。
Guess what I ate at in Greektown?
我在这个希腊的那个城那边所吃的是什么，你们可以猜。
Lamb.
羊肉。
And lamb has a very sweet taste.
羊肉其实是很甜的。
And when we eat the sweet taste of the lamb, they remembered the sweet forgiveness that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
所以当他们吃了这个很甜的羊肉的时候，他们就记得了耶稣那个很甜的为我们所做的预备他的牺牲。
And then when they see this entire lamb on their table,
当他们看到这个祭坛上面这整只的羊，
They remember it took a sacrifice for them to exit the land.
他们就记得这个羔羊为他们所做的牺牲。
And every time we take our communion, we realize it took a sacrifice on the cross of Calvary so our sins could be forgiven as well.
所以每次我们在教会里面领圣餐的时候，就提醒我们神为我们所做的牺牲。
And these people were getting ready for the battle.
这些人他们其实在预备上战场的。
And when we get ready for the battle that we face every day,
当我们每天我们所在我们日常生活里面遇见的挑战的时候，
God wants us to reflect on the cross of Calvary.
他希望我们能够来专注在十字架上面。
Because in the cross of Calvary, we have power to live our lives.
因为在十字架上我们可以看到神给我们的能力来活出我们每天的生活。
The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead resides with us through the power of the Holy Spirit of God.
在耶稣身上的能力一样的在我们里面给我们能力来过每天的生活。
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
在你里面的神是大过在世界上的神。
And nothing is more essential to our faith as Christians than the fact that we know that Jesus Christ died for us.
在世上没有任何其他的东西能够比我们知道说耶稣为我们死使我们得胜更重要。
And in this passage, we can also see that God began to provide for his people through food from the land.
我们从这一段经节里面可以看到神怎么样借着那个地方的土产来供应他们的需要。
For 40 years, he provided manna from heaven.
从40年来他从天上来供应他们玛瑙。
Rice is good.
你想吃米很好对不对
But every day for 40 years?
但是如果你40年天天要吃米饭。
I'm sure that's the way they felt.
可能他们那时候感觉是一样的。
And God says, now I'm going to provide for you all the wonderful things that land can produce.
但是神说从现在开始这地上的所有的出产是我为你们所供应的。
And if the Passover reminded them of their redemption from Egypt,
如果逾越节能够提醒犹太人神把他们从埃及救出来
the manna reminded them of their desire to go back to Egypt.
玛瑙就是会提醒他们一心想要回埃及的那个心态。
By application, too many professed Christians contradict their profession by having a desire or an appetite to go back to their old way of living.
如果应用在我们自己身上的话，有太多自称为基督徒的，违反他们自己所称的信仰，整天在思念我们过去的生活。
Paul says, if you're raised with Christ, I want you to seek the things that are above.
保罗说，所以如果你们真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事。
God doesn't want us to look back and desire the things of the old life.
神不希望我们扶着犁往后看，想要继续过从前没有基督的时候的生活。
God wants to truly satisfy our lives.
神要我们的是要真正有属灵产业的基督徒。
With the spiritual harvest of the inheritance that he has given us as Christians through our new life in Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒的生活应该是有丰盛的生命，就是我们神给我们有那个生的生命，新的生命。
The nation of Israel celebrated the Passover and God's provision.
以色列人在那时候就庆祝了神给他们预备的逾越节。
And we as Christians need to celebrate our wonderful Savior living within us.
我们基督徒的应该要庆祝基督住在我们里面的那个新的生命。
And the spiritual provisions that he has given to us to live a Christian life that glorifies him.
神给我们的这个生命是在里面，让我们能够来彰显出他的荣耀。
And thirdly, we look at the commander of the army of the Lord.
Okay, 我们现在要一起来看一下主大军的元帅。
Brother Paul, please read verse 13.
我们一起我会来读第13节。约书亚靠近耶利哥的时候举目观看不料有一个人手里有拔出来的刀对面站立约书亚到他那里问他说你是帮助我们的呢是帮助我们敌人的呢约书亚我们可以学习的 that's it.
That's it? Okay. Well, the main lesson in Joshua in this chapter here is that we must be spiritually prepared if we're going to be the kind of people that does the work of God successfully and glorifies His name.
在约书亚这里面我们可以学习到的功课就是我们要做神的工来荣耀他的名。
And if you want to be a person that God can use in an awesome way, you have to have your life prepared for Him.
如果我们想要来神重用我们的话我们就需要在灵里好好的预备自己。
In a letter to his missionary friend, Reverend Daniel Edwards,
Robert Murray McShane, 是一位圣洁的苏格兰传教士，他写给他一个宣教士朋友，叫但以理·爱德华，在信里面他如此说。
Robert Murray McShane wrote this, he says, remember that you are God's sword.
他告诉他的朋友，他说，记得你是神的宝剑。
His instrument.
是他可用的工具。
I trust a chosen vessel to him to bear his name.
是我可以信任能代表他名的器皿。
In great measure, according to the purity and the perfections of the instrument, will be the success.
照着这个工具的圣洁和完美来决定他是否会成功。
It's not great talents God blesses as much as great likeness to Jesus.
对神的祝福来说不是我们有多大的恩赐神更在乎的是我们有多像耶稣基督
Let me repeat that. I want you to think about this. It says it's not great talents God blesses as much as great likeness to Jesus.
我希望再讲一次，这不是我们有多大的恩赐，神更在乎的是我们有多像耶稣基督。
He says a holy minister is an awful instrument in the hand of God.
一位能靠圣洁来服侍神的人，在神的手中是一个很犀利的武器。
This letter was written in 1840.
这封信是1840年所写的。
But it's an encouragement to us today.
但是今天那信中还一样的可以鼓励我们。
Because all of us here are God's ministers, all of us here are God's servants.
我们今天所有在座的人，我们都是服侍神的仆人。
And we want to be holy instruments that he can use successfully.
我们也渴望成为圣洁，让神来成功能够使用的人。
And then the servant of the Lord, verses 14 and 15.
然后十四十五节里面谈到主的仆人。
Please read them, Brother Paul.
十四十五节如此说，他回答说：“不是的，我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。”约书亚就俯伏在地下拜。说我主有什么吩咐仆人？耶和华军队的元帅对约书亚说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你所站立的地方是圣洁的。”约书亚就照着行了。
These verses record one of the pre-incarnation appearances of the Lord Jesus Christ, written in the Old Testament.
这几节经节里面记载了在旧约里关于基督耶稣道成肉身之前的影像。
So this was actually the Lord Jesus Christ in flesh in the Old Testament.
对约书亚来说，对不起，这节要 go ahead. Sorry,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
We good?
Yeah, we're good. Okay. Yeah.
It must have been a great encouragement for Joshua to realize that the commander of the army of the Lord was actually the one leading the battle.
对约书亚来说，知道耶和华大军的元帅带着他们这次的战役。对他是会一个很大的鼓励。
And when Joshua realized that it was the Lord himself, he submitted himself to him as his servant.
当约书亚理解了这位其实就是主他自己，他就像神的仆人一样顺服了。
Anybody ever hear of the Chinese Bible teacher Watchman Nee?
给中国有一个很有名的基督徒，他是叫尼托森，当中有很多人可能知道他。
I've read a lot of his writings.
我自己个人也读了很多他所写的书。
He says, "Not until we take the place of a servant can he take the place as Lord in our lives."
他写过这段话，要等到我们愿意做主仆人的时候，基督才能真正做我们的主。
You see, Joshua was reminded he was second in command.
约书亚被提醒，他在军队里只是一个助手。
First, we must humble ourselves in worship before we can go into heavenly warfare.
我们在激烈的属灵的战斗之前，我们需要先学习谦卑的敬拜。
What does it mean to be a submissive servant of the Lord?
要成为主顺服仆人，到底是什么意思？
In a meeting with a group of missionaries in China, James Hudson Taylor, the founder of the Chinese Inland Mission, reminded them that there are three ways that we can do God's work.
戴德生是内地会创办人，他在跟一些在中国的宣教士会面的时候，他提醒他们有三种方法来服侍神，来做神的工。
The first one is to make the best plans that we can and carry them out to the best of our abilities.
第一个就是好好的坐下来，做一个全盘的计划，然后尽我们的能力来把它做好。
The second is that having carefully laid out our plans, we determine.To work them through, and we may ask God to help us where these plans are concerned.
第二个是仔细的来计划，然后决心的来把它做好。那但是呢，我们可能会求神来在做的当中来帮助我们。
And the third way is to begin with God, to ask God His plans, and offer ourselves to Him to carry out these plans and purposes.
第三个方法是先求神来问到底他的计划是什么，然后献上自己来成就神的工。
There's been many times that I've made the plans and said, "Okay, God, help me to do them."
很多时候我会先来做一个计划，然后问神说：“神，你来帮我做这个吧。”
God wants me to take the plans from His Word and allow Him to work through me in order to accomplish His.
神要我学习先拿神的话，然后照着他的旨意来做神的工。
And God wants to use me as an upright, holy servant of the Lord.
神要我来好好的过一个圣洁的生活，然后才来做他的工。
God wants to use you, every one of us here, in the plan that He has for our lives.
神要用我们当中所有的人来荣耀他的名。
And there's only one way He can do that. It says in Psalm 51:10, Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
只有一个方法能够让我们做到刚才所提到的，就是在诗篇51篇第10节里面所说的，神啊，求你为我造清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
And in conclusion, to have excellent internal health, let's look at five basic activities that promote good spiritual health.
这里我们可以做一个总结，如果我们要有内心的健康，让我们看看五个很基本的事情我们需要做的，来提升我们属灵健康的生活。
Do we have anybody here who works with nutrition? In your job?
我们当中有没有人是做营养师的？
Good, good, good. I'm happy about that. Okay.
Yeah, 我们很高兴知道你们当中有这样的人。
It says the first importance is weekly worship with a local Christian congregation.
第一个我们需要做的是每个礼拜要固定在一个地方的教会来做敬拜。
Hebrews 10:25 says, Do not neglect meeting together, but we need to come together to exhort one another in growth and fitness.
希伯来书十章二十五节叫我们不要忽略聚会，我们信徒要互相鼓励，一起成长，来成为健壮。
So it's very important that we meet together as Christians.
我们很重要，每个礼拜大家在一起来敬拜。
Or if you're seeking to constantly allow the Word of God to work in your heart and mind so you might come to the truth and the knowledge of Jesus Christ.
这个很重要，原因是我们需要能够让神的话在我们心中运行，我们才能够有健康的身体。
The second nutritional exercise is to practice a love for the Bible as God's Word.
第二个基本的要使我们能够成长的养料是要操练热爱神的话语。
Regular Bible reading It kind of hits the pause button to our often frantic preoccupation with urgent things.
平常有读经的习惯会帮助我们能暂停我们经常被紧急事物缠身的习惯。
As we study the Word of God, it nurtures our souls because it's the Word of God.
我们要借着神的话来滋养我们的灵性。
Then let me recommend three strengthening exercises that will aid or supplement the nutritional ones.
让我也推荐大家做三样让强健身体练身的活动。
And I want you to practice some of these exercises with me today.
今天我就希望你可以跟我一起来做这个操练。
On Monday morning, I'll be on my regular job.
礼拜一我通常是要在我的平常上班的地方去上做做工的。
I just preach on the weekends because I love it.
在这个周末的时候我来跟大家分享神的话语，因为我很喜欢做这样的事情。
And then sometimes one of the girls will come out from our gymnasium.
有的时候有一些女孩子会从我们的练身房里面出来。
They have a full gymnasium there and you can exercise all you want.
我们那边公司里面有一个健身房，那有机会让你去那边锻炼你的身体。
I look in the door and watch them. That's nice.
我通常有的时候有机会去帮他们看一下，然后我觉得很好。
But I want to show you some exercises that we do.
但是我今天要跟大家讲一下我们在属灵里面的操练。
Okay, the first one is you can. Okay, Paul, like this. Got that, Paul? Like that. Okay. Everybody work with me on this. Everybody, come on. Okay,
one. 大家一起来做运动。
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Stretch a little bit. Oh yeah. Okay, now this side over here. Oh, yeah.Oh, I can see we need a lot of work.
Okay, 我可以看到说我们都缺乏锻炼。
That's the first one.
这是第一个。
Some form of an ongoing service for Christ, preferably working outside the church, is a very important and necessary practice in our lives.
我们需要有一些继续不断服侍基督的机会。
And we can start by praying for God to guide us to find an activity that will...Help us to put our faith into action and visibly live out the love of Jesus Christ in our lives.
我们可以开始先跟神祷告，求他为我们预备，寻求一个活动，可以帮助在我们信心里面能够活出来，活出基督的爱。
And one of the priorities that we should have, it should be to have a service or ministry outside this church.
我们希望说我们很多优先里面其中的一个就是要服侍那些在教外的人。
Particularly to someone who may not profess Jesus Christ as their Savior.
尤其是那些还没有信主还没有得救世上的那些灵魂。
For instance, if we have a neighbor, maybe we could help them with a project in their home.
比如你可以帮助你的邻居完成一项他想要完成的工程。
We need to do something that we enjoy, something that stretches us.
我们需要做一些我们所喜欢去做的或者是那些可以帮助扩展我们能力的。
Spiritual stretching is good spiritual practice.
在我们属灵里面来扩展我们的自我的这个能力是一个很好属灵的操练。
Okay, you ready for the second exercise?
第二个我们需要做操练的。
Okay, this one right here. You gotta hold back and you push. Oh yeah, feel that? Oh yeah. Okay, now this side over here.
另外这边。
This is the first time you've ever been awake during my message. It's wonderful. Okay,
第一次你们在我这个讲这个神话语的时候你们是没有睡眠状态的。
Thank you very much. Then participation in a small accountability group is very important for our spiritual health.
另外一个很重要的操练是参加一个能互相监督的小组。
You see, the Christian life, after all, is a team sport.
基督徒的生命是一个团队的生命，是一个团队的运动。
And small groups are essential for a good fitness program.
小组是一个能帮助我们在属灵成长健壮上不可缺的。
Such groups pick us up when we fall.
这样的小组能帮助我们在跌倒的时候把我们扶起来。
They applaud us when we succeed.
当我们成功的时候他们会鼓掌来鼓励我们。
And they challenge us when we need a good swift kick in the you know where. Yeah.
在我们需要有人用一个脚踢我们一下的时候来给我们一个挑战。
Okay, you ready for the third and final exercise?
第三个我们需要操练的。
Okay, let's try this one. Put your hand straight out.
那把你的手拿出来。
Put your other hand on like this one, and then you pull with this hand.
然后往回拉。
Don't pull too hard, though. Okay. Switch.
不要太用力。
Oh yeah. Yes. Oh man, I feel so much better. Okay. Now the last spiritual exercise is regular offerings to support God's work financially.
另外一个我们需要操练的是平常经常为了神事工来做奉献。
This is also a very important spiritual exercise.
这一个也是很重要的属灵的操练。
Too often the outside world says, "Oh, that's all you talk about. Money is all that you talk about in your church."
很多时候世上的人会批评基督教的机构，整天都想要钱。
Very seldom do we ever mention money in this church.
我们在这个教会很少谈到奉献的事情。
But we know that God expects us to give a portion of our resources to His ongoing work here at Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
但是信主的人自己知道得很清楚，就是我们的神的要求是要把他所给我们的一些资源拿去投资在他的事工的上面。
God teaches us, Jesus says, to put our money in a safe place, a place where you cannot lose your money.
耶稣教导我们要把钱放在一个平稳安全的地方。
A place where rust cannot corrode it or thieves cannot steal it.
那里不会被朽坏，也没有贼来偷。
Or the stock market can't take it away from you.
或者放在这个投资的那个公司里面的股票。
The money that I've given to God over the years is in very good hands.
我在我所有的给神的奉献当中，我知道那是在很安全的地方。
Every dollar that my wife and I give to this church, we give it to God.
每一块钱我们奉献给这个教会的，我们知道我们给的是神。
And we believe in regular faithful giving to the Lord.
那我们相信，我们应该是基督徒的话，我们要很忠心的来做这样的侍奉。
And it's important that we first and foremost give it to the local church.
那我们最重要的第一个，我们是要给这个本地的教会。
Because at the local church, we see where all of our money is spent.
因为在我们本地的教会，我们可以知道说我们怎么样来善用这个钱财。
And I believe that the money that's given here is used to the glory of God. Amen.
那我们相信我们在这边所奉献的钱财，神会很好的来用。
Okay, and then finally, an occasional spiritual fitness test is important.
啊，最后偶尔来测试一下我们自己属灵健康的状况是一件很重要的事情。
We need to take an honest look in the spiritual mirror and see how we look.
我们有的时候需要在镜子面前来好好思考，看看自己是什么样子。
Now, if you're brave enough, you ask your spouse how you're doing.
如果你勇敢的话，可以问问你的配偶，你的健康的状况怎么样。
But if you ask your wife how your wife or your husband how you're doing, don't blame me for what they tell you.
但是如果你问你的配偶的话，他们告诉你什么，那个结果我概不负责。
Because they may tell you the truth.
因为他可能告诉你真实的情况。
And you can't handle the truth.
你大概没有办法面对那个真实的情况。
But you know what? If we're going to have spiritual victory at our church.
但是如果在我们教会里面，我们想要有得胜的生活的话。
If you want spiritual victory in your spiritual life,
你要在你灵里面过得胜生活的话，
I pray that we are prepared people.
我的祷告是我们要自己好好预备我们自己。
Just as Israel went in and they had to be prepared to conquer the land of Canaan.
就像以色列人当他们要进入迦南地之前，他们需要思考他们怎么样克服这些困难。
God has spiritual areas He wants us to conquer as well.
在我们的生命里面，神有很多在我们面前为我们预备的那些困难，那些挑战，我们需要克服的。
And he wants us to be holy, mature, growing Christians that can do the job successfully.
他要我们是做一个成熟的基督徒，来活出神的荣耀来。
Now I'm going to pray.
我现在要做一个祷告。
I'm going to pray for all of you here today.
我会为我们当中所有的人今天在场的所有人来做祷告。
And I'll also pray as a closing prayer of benediction.
我同时做一个祝福的祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for this morning.
慈爱天父，我们为今天的日子来感谢你。
Holy Spirit, Lord, speak to us and challenge us today.
圣灵今天在当中来挑战，对我们做挑战。
We as Christians need to ramp up and get going for you.
我们做基督徒的今天要提升我们的属灵生命。
We pray, God, that we as a church would be going forward this fall and reach out in this community and see people saved.
我们求神来带领我们在我们今年秋季在我们的这个社区里面来好好做主的工。
Help us, Lord, to do whatever it takes in our spiritual lives to be ready and prepared to do this job.
求主不管如何让我们都能够好好的来帮助我们能够提升我们的属灵生命。
And God, I pray for our first-time visitors and those who are here today who may not know you as Savior.
我们特别为那些今天在我们当中第一次来，尤其是还没有信主的，我们求主让你能够帮助他们能够认识我们的主。
Open up their eyes, Lord, and help them to see how much you love them by dying on the cross for their sin.
开他们的眼睛，让他们看到说我们的主怎么样为我们舍身。
And how, Lord, you sent your Son Jesus Christ.To accept this full cup of wrath that was ours.
让我们看到神怎么样预备耶稣为了我们的罪，然后受这个接受这个苦杯。
And through trusting and believing in Jesus Christ, they can have eternal life.
借着我们来愿意信靠他，能够得到永远的生命。
I pray, Lord, for our congregation this next week.
我们也为我们整个教会下个礼拜来祷告。
Help us to enjoy this beautiful summer that you've given to us.
让我们能够来享受你所预备给我们这整个的夏天。
But help us, Lord, not to neglect our walk with you day by
day. 但是求主让我们不会忽略我们与你同行我们属灵的生命。
Help us, God, not to neglect to pray for one another.
也让我们会记得互相代祷。
To pray, God,so that we might know, Lord, how we fit in, Lord, to the body of Jesus Christ.
也让我们知道我们每一个人在神的家里面，我们每一个人所当尽的本分。
How we can be used, Lord, together as a team to accomplish your great purposes for this church.
我们怎么样能够有一个团队的精神，一起来做主的事工。
Empower us through your Spirit, God, to lead an extraordinary life.
让我们能够有超自然的能力来做主你要托付给我们的。
A life infused by the power of the Holy Spirit.
从主灵所给我们的能力。
That will ultimately, Lord, lead to your honor and glory.
最后能够使主你能够得荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名求祷告。阿门。
Thank you. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.